Upon graduating from college, I accepted a teaching and coaching position at Toledo Central Catholic High School. The biggest challenge I faced was the position of head wrestling coach. This was due to the fact that I was replacing a very popular and successful coach. He did not resign on his own. Therefore, the wrestlers and their parents were not happy with this, and I took over facing the challenge of receiving their support and confidence. I needed to establish my identity as a qualified coach. Establishing one's identity is something many of you have most likely experienced in your own lives. We may ask ourselves, what makes up our identity, and what identifies us as individual beings? Is it bound by our culture, ethnicity, our skills and abilities, our physical attributes, our gender, or is it impacted simply by our occupation and hobbies and the values and beliefs we abide and live by? Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, a celebration that has been challenged with the question, why would Jesus seek or need to be baptized? The very question that one performing his baptism asks when John says, you are the one who should be baptizing me. This baptism would signal the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, establishing his identity. With the exception of the infant narratives on the visit of the shepherds and magi, there's no indication that people were aware that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Evident with the question of his town people, when they ask, is not he the son of the carpenter? Is not his mother Mary? Tradition tells us that the public ministry of Jesus was for only 3 years, that he was crucified around the age of 33. So this would indicate that for most of his adult life, he most likely followed in Joseph, his foster father's profession as a carpenter. At his baptism, his identity is revealed. The dove and the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. John acknowledges this identity, and so Jesus begins his public ministry, soundly rooted in when he says, I am who am. The same words Moses heard from God when he asked for his identity. In his ministry, Jesus would continue to confirm his identity with such statements as, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Before Abraham, I was. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus identified for the people sitting at meals with sinners. Today, we acknowledge those who have been baptized this past year. Most of us have been baptized. It is in our baptism that we obtain our unique identity as sons and daughters of God. Jesus was an example of a person who had discovered and accepted who he really was, which is why he said, I am the Father, I and the Father are one. Our baptism promotes the oneness with the Father as well. As sons and daughters of God, for God created everything out of itself, meaning God is within our very being. Through our baptism, we come to accept our true identity. By accepting who we are, we can do the work that Jesus did. In our own baptism, we receive that ID that will allow us to enter into the kingdom that lasts forever.